This is what will you do? Formerly known as what would you do? We are a true crime podcast that focuses on anything to do with crime, specifically crime in cases you may not have heard about. If you want to learn more about the topics that we discuss or review our sources, you can do so at www.ydpodcast.com. The one question we would love to leave you with is, what will you do? Hi, y'all. Welcome back.
Hello.
This is another episode of What Will You Do? I'm Danny.
And I'm Ray.
And today we're going to cover a cold case of a young girl who was 9 years old, 9 years old at the time, who went missing. You may have heard of her before if you've listened to any other true crime podcast like Crime Junkie. This is the disappearance of Aisha Degree. And the reason why we are covering it today is because there has been an update to her case as far as 2020. It's not the results that we'd want, but they are reinvestigating and reopening her case, and they're also providing that the investigative information online so that if anyone has any information, it can help. Included an updated progression photo of what she could look like now. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to talk about this case. So Aisha was actually born on August 5th, 1990 to, I'm going to say her mom's name so wrong, and I'm so sorry. But her parents were Harold and Aquila Degree, and she has an older brother by the name of O'Brien, who was roughly 1 year older than her. They actually lived in a rural part of North Shelby, North Carolina, and the parents actually kept them pretty sheltered from, like, outside influences. Mm-hmm. So, like, not in a way, like, they were super controlling, but just more so they had their kids be hyperactive. So Aisha was actually afraid to, like, go out by herself. Like, she wouldn't do that. Like, she wouldn't be the one that goes out without at least a family member or someone else, beside her.
Right.
So that's why her disappearance is so weird, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But, they were trusted, though. It was very much like how my parents raised me. You know, I was the oldest and I had a younger brother, so we were in charge of getting ourselves, when we got out of school, letting ourselves into the house and, you know, doing homework and stuff while the parents mm-hmm. were at work, you know, that kind of situation. Their parents were so sheltered them so much that they actually did not have a computer in the home at the time. Like, they refused to allow computers and, like, technology in general in the house, because the mom said, like, every day on TV, all they saw was how pedophiles was contacting kids. So they were like, nah, we're not going to do that. Stay out of my house. Day before Aisha disappeared, they had actually gone to church, and they went to a relative's house, mm-hmm. and then they returned home. So the way that... And this is important because grandma's house is across the street. Mm. So you have grandma's house across the street, and you have Aisha's family home, obviously directly across. That's very important. Around 8 p.m. That night on February 13th, the family was getting ready for bed. They put the kids to bed. The kids shared a room, separate beds, you know, all that stuff. And basically, nearly an hour later, the power actually would go out in the entire neighborhood because a car accident had happened.
It made the power go out in the whole neighborhood? Yes. That must have been a gnarly fucking accident.
Crazy. And we don't get any other information about this accident.
Shit.
So I don't even understand really, like, what happened.
Did anybody walk away from it? Because goddamn.
And the power was out from, like, 9 to 12:30 a.m. So, like, I don't understand. And also, they were asleep this entire time.
3.5 hours?
Yes.
Lord.
When he... when he realized that the power had gone out, because, you know, it comes on. You can hear when the electricity, like the humming of it.
When it comes back on.
And so, you know, at 12:30, he's kind of like,
oh, shit.
What didn't happen? Let me go check on the kids. So Harold gets up. He goes, he checks on the kids. They're asleep in their bed. He's like, all right, cool. Then he stays up for a couple of hours. He stays up to about 2:30 a.m., which is when he goes and checks on the kids again. They're still in bed. And then he goes to bed. And it's assumed that nearly 45 minutes to like an hour later, Aisha would actually get up, grabs her backpack, which she had pre-packed with a shirt and some snacks and I don't know, like homework and stuff.
So she...
And she would actually leave the house. She
pre-packed the bag.
She pre-packed the bag, yeah. Which is interesting. And they would say that like she would probably leave between 3:45 a.m. and 4:15 a.m., and they say that because a truck driver actually saw her walking along Highway 18 wearing a long sleeve white t-shirt and white pants. Now, mind y'all, it's raining. It's storming at this time, which is why the power was kind of out for so long. And also could have been a reason for the car accident that happened right outside the house. And one of the cars, one of the motorists would actually see her. And he kind of do a U-turn and be like, hey.
Should you not be at home, little girl?
Are you lost? And she would actually run off into the woods.
What the fuck?
Like, she would actually run away from, you know, this motorist. And for some reason, I don't know why, but they didn't go after her. I don't
what
think.
The fuck?
Which is interesting.
You are a grown human and a small child just ran in the rain into the forest. Go after the child.
Go after the child. And it's interesting because they actually wouldn't even report seeing her until her face shows up on the TV.
What's wrong with you?
A couple of hours
later. A small child ran into the forest in the rain. What do you mean?
Bro. And he actually... It's right. It's interesting because he actually said that, like, because it was a guy who saw her, he would actually circle around three times to see if she'd come out, and like she didn't. So he was just like, all right, I'm going to go on about my business.
Why didn't you go in?
So why didn't you go in the woods? And it's interesting because supposedly she would have stayed in those woods for like hours because they found candy wrappers, they found her hair tie, and they found some homework, I guess, that she was working on in like an abandoned like shelter. Like, that's it.
Does she do this? Like, I need to interrupt you. Does she do this? Does she pack the bag and she go out in the middle of the night and then come home?
And then like, come home? What,
is this a routine that we need to, like, think about? Because why did she have a hiding spot in the woods? Why was she ready to go camp out in the woods?
I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand. But
she brought homework with her, which tells me that she intended to go to school. Explain. Continue.
So Aquila would actually wake up at 5:45 a.m. which was normal for them. This is February 14th by BT Dubs.
Oh, and
which is also their anniversary. Oh. Yeah. And she would get up to get them ready for school, and she actually ran a bath for them because they couldn't take a bath the night before because, again, the power outage. But also, if they were in bed by 8 p.m., I don't think that they were going to take a bath if you put them to bed at 8.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, so she would actually go up to the room. She wakes up O'Brien. She looks over. Aisha's bed is empty. And so then she's like, all right. So she's calling her name throughout the house, you know, checking different places. She checks the car. She, you know, she does all these things. And then she's like, she's not here. And they didn't notice that her book bag was gone. They didn't notice that she clothes were gone. They didn't notice anything. And mom calls her mom and is like, hey, did she go to your house? And sister-in-law's like, no, she's not here. I'm not her mama, the dad's mom.
Right.
The paternal grandmother. And they're like, no, she's not here. So she immediately jumps in her car. She's like, I'm going to the police station. Call 911. She says, I'm going to go look for her. Call 911. So she drives around the highway and all that stuff. Doesn't see anything. And then basically the police arrive by 6:40 a.m. and they actually get police dogs, and they actually could not pick up her scent whatsoever
because it's been raining. What the fuck?
And she actually, her mom would actually go through the neighborhood calling her name, which would actually wake up a lot of neighbors by 7 a.m. And
yeah, wake the fuck up.
Yeah. Friends and family in the neighborhood would actually go and help, including the pastor of their church. And then by the end of the day, all they had found was a mitten that Aquila would go on to say that doesn't belong to my kid. However, when, again, Aisha's picture was shown on the news that very same day, a lot of the people, motorists that saw her, was like, yeah, I saw her walking around Highway 18.
Why did y'all let a fucking fetus walk around Highway 18? Go pick the kid up. I don't care if she runs. It's a kid. Pick the kid up.
Pick the child up. What the fuck are you doing? I don't get it.
I think it's not the shit our parents would never let fly. Y'all just walking around letting shit happen to kids.
Exactly.
Get the kid.
Get the child. I would have actually. I'm not kidding. I would have jumped out of my car and ran out of
her. Got her. Like she's a fuck. She's a child. She's clearly child. Under 10 years old. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's,
at all. So, you know, the police would search the woods. They didn't find anything. However, on February 15th, when they'd go back again, they found, like I said, they found candy wrappers.
Kitty hole.
They also found a pencil, marker, and like I said, her hair bow. That all belonged to her. But then they found a photograph of another black child that wasn't Aisha.
Okay, question. Does Aisha, whatever, I don't know how to pronounce your name, yes. Baby girl. Do you have a friend? Were you out meeting a friend?
What was going on?
Is the friend also missing? Help me.
Help me.
Did we identify this little girl? The other little girl. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So.
I'm not stressed at all.
Hold on. February 16th, Aquila goes to the bedroom and realizes things are missing. She reports that to the police. A week later, police would actually call off the 900,000 man hours, as they say, that they dedicated to helping. And, they would actually search a bunch of abandoned houses. They searched the forest. If there was a lake, I'm pretty sure they searched the lake. However, like they stopped because they're like, it's been over 24 hours at this point. We can only, I'm assuming at this point they were kind of like, we can only assume the worst has happened. But still they were like, keep saying her name. Like, don't forget, keep it in the media. Don't let it like die down. It wouldn't actually be until about a year later, on August 3rd, 2001, where they would actually find her book bag and other items that she had basically packed with her at a construction site off Highway 18 in Burke County.
What the fuck?
Which was 26 miles away from her home.
Huh? She didn't walk 26 miles.
Nope. The worker found her name, her phone number, and they took it to, obviously, to be forensically tested, and still they found nothing that could have really,
you know, the horrific part
been hers. Yeah,
is that, you know, we're also talking about like, go get mm-hmm. the kid, because y'all didn't go get the kid. Likely somebody who should not have gotten the kid got the kid,
because what was actually found in the bag, along with her phone number and her name, was a New Kids on the Block t-shirt that did not belong to her, and a copy of Dr. Seuss's McGallit's Pool.
I'm convinced
yeah.
that not only did she have a friend that she was going to visit yep. in the middle of the night, somebody grabbed her and this friend.
And it literally wasn't until 2001 that they actually were still considered, at this point, they weren't considering her to be a runaway anymore. They were considering her to be abducted. By this point,
no shit.
So that was really interesting, because her mom
y'all
would actually
thought this little fucking 5-year-old was a runaway,
bro. Because her mom would actually go on and say she's not your typical runaway. She would never run it from home. I don't understand.
If she left,
why?
There was a reason.
Exactly.
But like, I don't think it's the family. I think she had a friend who needed her, and that's where I keep coming back to, because like,
yeah.
she packed a bag with toys, clothes. And candy.
Exactly.
That's somebody who's like, my friend needs this, and so here we
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Like, I'm so stressed. Okay.
It's so stressed. And it's interesting, because even Ben Armani, uh-huh. he at the time was the, I don't know if he still is, but he's an expert of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, mm-hmm. and he's like, most children who run away are 12 or older.
Yeah.
They are not under 12.
And kids under 12 don't
also,
think that far ahead.
They were like, also, dysfunctional family would have led to the child running away, and this family was not dysfunctional.
Not dysfunctional. They have fucking patterns. This family doesn't want to allow predators in, so they didn't have phones or fucking
yep.
barely had TVs. Like, come on. Like, this is not that. Like, you know, they were good. We were just talking. That's two families that we've talked about
yep.
recently that had good dynamics. There would be no reason for the child to run away.
Exactly.
Like,
So after finding her book bag, also the book that they found in her bag was actually from her elementary school library, which means that she probably did have a friend who attended her school and went to go meet up with them. And unfortunately, yeah. But the next tip.
There's no other kids missing? I don't understand.
The next lead would come in 2004, which is where this inmate who was in the county jail would actually go and say that, like, he killed her. Okay, and girl. And he would tell them where to find it, but when they went to the dig site, it was just animal bones, and they were pissed. I mean, obviously.
I would be pissed.
To keep Aisha's memory alive and to keep her name in the media, the family, since her disappearance, has been doing annual walks on around the day of her disappearance, because they stopped doing it on February 14th because they thought it was unfair to make people not celebrate Valentine's Day. So they started doing it between the February 7th and February. They did it, the last time they did it was February 7th, 2015, and then February 6th, 2016. Which is so sad.
Oh, sad.
It also means that their anniversary is ruined, but yeah. You know? And they walk from their home to the woods where she was found. And they also have put up a billboard there. There is an award out that has been out for a while for $25,000 if anyone knows any information in regards to her disappearance. There's also a community group offering an additional $20,000 for her disappearance. In May of 2016, there would be another possible lead that will come up, which is where someone said that they saw Aisha get into a dark green early 1970s Lincoln Continental along Route 18. It was described as having rust around its wheels and wheels. However, I don't think that car has been found. In September 2017, the FBI announced that a child abduction rapid deployment team would be in Cleveland County to assist in the investigation. They conducted almost 300 interviews but turned up nothing.
Right.
In October, October 2018, they appealed for information, the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office appealed for information from the public about two of the items of interest that were found in her book bag, but still that turned up nothing. And then in November of 2020, another inmate named Marcus Mellon, who was a convicted sex offender, would actually go to write to the Shelby Star, which was the newspaper, claiming that he killed her and he knows where to find her. Okay. However, by February 2021, there was another dead end.
Yeah, because y'all are full of shit.
Yes.
Y'all like to get attention while y'all are in jail. And it's like, stop fucking getting people's hopes up just for your 5 seconds of fame.
That's
like,
all I'm saying.
God.
But as of now, Aisha DeGree's disappearance is technically, she still has not been found. It's a cold case at this point. She's been missing for over 21 years.
It's so fucking sad.
It's so sad. She was 9 years old when she disappeared from her parents' home.
She would be 30.
Yeah.
That's so fucking sad. That is a life loss.
Yeah. And like I said, we are bringing this up because they have reopened the investigation as of 2020, and they are still looking for information into her disappearance. So
I'll be following that closely. So sad.
Crazy, because like, look at the car that they said she was, like, someone said she was last seen in. It's very interesting.
Very interesting. Who's fucking old head ass?
Bro, who's fucking uncle? Car is this? I don't understand, man. It really sucks because, you know, in that case, like, the mom is quite literally still obviously trying to get information.
Mm-hmm.
About the disappearance, like, she's still fighting for it. And so far, I've only heard about the mom. I don't know even about the dad or the brother. But man. I just know of the mom. Like, she's the one who's basically just been everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, because even if you look up the age progress photo of her, the last time they updated it, she would have been 29. And it's like, this is so sad.
How many people have we seen with a face just like that?
Bro, I was just about to say, like, she has such, like, she's so pretty.
Yeah, I'm so sad. And it's just really unfortunate. I also can't imagine being the brother growing up, living in that shadow, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like, when living every day doesn't matter because you don't know where your little sister is.
Exactly.
Like, you want to have fun and be happy and all of that shit, but you're constantly thinking in the background, what could have happened? Like, we should be growing up together. We should be doing this together. Yeah. Like,
and like, I can just imagine the guilt he felt, because he says that, like, that night he did hear her bed squeak, but he didn't think anything of it. He thought she was just turning around in her bed. And so he went back to sleep. And I know
she left the house.
Yeah. And I know that he feels guilt, because it's like, damn, if I had just opened my eye. And it's like, no, baby, you can't.
Honestly, if she wanted to go, she probably would have just left anyway.
Yeah.
And that's not on you.
It's not on you.
You can't make, you couldn't have stopped this.
Because he was 10 at the time.
That's so fucking sad. And yeah, they were so close in age. Mm-hmm. They probably did everything together. And to, like, suddenly, at only 10 years old, not have your best friend and, like, partner in crime with you anymore, mm-hmm, has to be devastating. So, and, like, this day that's supposed to be happy, February 14th, your parents' anniversary, Valentine's Day, all of that, you can't enjoy it anymore. Because it's always going to be the day your sister went missing.
So unfortunate.
Really so unfortunate.
And I really want this family to get answers into what happened.
I need answers.
To their daughter.
Because this is so, like, it mind-boggling.
Yeah. At this point, I want any answer.
Anything. Any, like, tell
no
me
matter
anything.
The outcome, I just want an answer as to what happened to
put
her.
These people's minds at rest. Shit. Like.
Because, like, no one wants to say it. Like, I get no one
nobody
wants,
wants
to
say
it.
But,
like, it's likely. A likely outcome. So, but yeah, that's the disappearance of Aisha Degree. And I will provide all of the her age progress photos and all that stuff, obviously, on our blog site and on social media. And I'll also put the link to the FBI data, not database, but the FBI website that's dedicated to her. Yeah. If you want to go through it and look at it.
All right.
See y'all
next time.
Next time.
Hey, y'all. I hope you enjoyed our latest episode of What Will You Do? If you'd like to read more about what we just talked about in our past cases, don't forget to check out our website and blog at wwydpodcast.com. That's wwydpodcast.com. And to get more information from us, don't forget to check out our social medias at wwydpodc on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. And we are also now on YouTube, and you can find us at What Will You Do Podcast. But last and not least, don't forget to rate us 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening to us, whether that be Apple, Spotify, I don't know, iHeartRadio. Just check us out. Give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review so we know what you want next. Can't wait to hear from you in 2 weeks. Bye.